This is Gamercast episode 365, SimCity Isolated. This is the show recorded on the 13th of January, 2014. Yeah, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So
what's happening?
There's been a bit of news this week, unlike last week with its lack of news.
Now, what's happening? Not the news.
No, I was just saying that's what's happening in video game land. There's a bit of stuff going on, but it's still early days, so. It's not like it's a lot of stuff.
Alright.
But we're coming into the year, it's 2014 now, and who knows what's going to happen.
On that note, like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/GamerGuys.net.
Yeah, and you can take part in the new picture version of Name That Game.
Yeah, so Name That Game obviously disappeared from the episodes about 6 months ago now, and not one person sent an email about it. They just replied via unofficial channels, which I don't pay attention to. And I'm like, unless it's an email, you know, what's the point? So we're doing a picture version on there now. That's probably every Sunday.
And then we'll try and come up with a few other things to keep everyone entertained.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll, you know, we'll see how it goes.
You murdered me for saying it, innit?
Nay, boy.
Then you say, isn't it?
Isn't it? First up, Sega have announced a new Sonic the Hedgehog Alien Isolation game, which is not a sequel to Aliens Colonial Marines. But it's instead its own standalone independent game set after, what was it, like 12 years?
15 years.
15 years after the event of Alien, where Amanda Ripley pure wanders about the universe trying to figure out what happened and find a flight recorder of the Nostromo. It's a sort of survival horror first person game. Yeah, it's a couple of minutes of like trailer and about 15 minutes of gameplay footage that's going about, so check that out because apparently it's not bad.
For anyone who doesn't know who Amanda Ripley is, if you haven't seen the director's cut of Aliens, if you watch it, you find out about her daughter, because I don't think you really find out about her any other way.
No, it's just the director's cut when they're in like the garden place on the space station.
Hands her a picture.
And she's like 60
this
years old.
This is your daughter. She's dead now. She's like, what? She's dead. Yeah, and the director's cut with turrets and...
Yeah, the proper one with the turrets.
And what's Newt's brother called?
Timmy.
Timmy, that was it. I was thinking it was Billy because I was in there, Timmy. Timmy. Yeah, that's coming out on PC. Xbox One, Xbox 360, PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, if you go to GamerCast.net, all the videos are on there.
And if you look on our Facebook page, you can see some little pictures we did.
Yeah, we had...
I think it was over a discussion, really, with me and you.
Some alternates. What would make a better alien xenomorph dude? And yeah, there's some funny pictures on there, so check them out.
Yeah.
It's funny. Search for GamerCast on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or there's a link on our website. In it. Far Cry The Wild Expeditions is coming out, whatever the hell this is.
Yeah, so this is celebrating the
quad pack of Far Cry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got all games.
Yeah, so why are they calling it that?
It's called The Wild Expeditions. It's the 10th anniversary pack.
It's a stupid name. I thought that would be like a crappy expansion pack to Far Cry 1.
So to celebrate 10 years of all things Far Cry, Ubisoft are releasing a quadrilogy of Far Cry-ness. So you get Far Cry Classic, as they call it. I don't know why they're calling it Far Cry Classic. It's a bit weird. Far Cry 2, Far Cry 3, and Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. So you
get... Yeah, because they're counting Blood Dragon as a massive game.
So you've got completely different games there, except for, I suppose, you could liken 1 to 3, but only in the environment sense. Whereas, you know, 2, you've got all your desert stuff. And then Blood Dragon, of course, is... you know, all super futuristic, even though it's set in like 2007 or something like that. So yeah, that's cool. They're also releasing Far Cry Classic alongside it. So you'll be able to pick up Far Cry Classic on XBLA and PSN for $7.99 from February 12th. And you'll be able to buy the Wild Expeditions pack from February 14th on Windows, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 for a retail price of £30. That's not too bad. You could say you're paying £10 a game, not counting Blood Dragon as a game. Or you could say you're paying a tenner each for Far Cry 2 and 3 and then a fiver for Far Cry because it's 10 years old. And a fiver for Blood Dragon because it's like a DLC pack in a way. But not.
Rayman Legends has been brought forward 1 week?
Yes, 1 week from its original release date on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So this is a release of the Wii U game. It's not a game on any other platforms in my eyes. It's a Wii U game.
Wii U!
Made for the Wii U. So it came out on 360 and PlayStation 3 alongside the Wii U version last year. Did it come out on PC as well? It might have done, I'm not sure. And so they're doing it on the 8th gen consoles. It comes with some special stuff. So you've got special skins for Rayman and Globox, including Splinter Ray, Ray Vass, and Globox Vass on the Xbox One version. And on the PlayStation 4 version, you get Assassin Ray. And there's also a Funky Ray that you can purchase with Uplay points. I'm not sure what Funky Ray has to do with anything.
What the hell is a Uplay point?
You get Uplay points from doing certain things in games. They're like achievements.
Mm.
Yeah. And as well as that, the Xbox One version has 10 exclusive challenges for unlock-timed achievements. And the PlayStation 4 version has some integration with its touchpad, but only for a minimal amount of things from the sounds of it. I'm not sure why, but they then advertise that you can share screenshots and videos, which of course is just what you can do with any PS4 game, and you can use PlayStation Vita to continue playing the game when you're not.
An Xbox.
What?
You said you can share video and stuff.
Well, yeah. I don't know why they're advertising that as a PS4 exclusive thing.
It's Ubisoft, isn't it? They're a bunch of mad dafties. Xbox, record that.
Okay.
Get Even has been announced, which is an upcoming game from a company called The Farm 51.
The Farm?
The Farm 51.
Related to Farming Simulator? No. The Area 51 expansion pack?
Make it.
Ooh, there's a crop circle in my farm.
So The Farm 51 are an independent game studio based in Warsaw, and they've kind of
Warsaw UK or Warsaw Poland.
Is there a Warsaw UK?
Yes, Warsaw in the UK.
Poland, they're Polish. I don't know if they're all Polish. Of course, they're probably an amalgamation of lots of people.
Yeah, boy.
But yeah, so what it is, it's a single player multiplayer game, so similar to what Mindjack did and Watch Dogs is doing. They're blurring the lines between those by you can play a single player game and people can join the game as the enemies and shoot at you. Of course, it's very easy to notice the difference between computer AI and a person playing.
Not with how I play.
It depends on how the person plays. If they're jumping up and down and running around in circles and running into walls.
It's probably the AI going wrong.
Yeah, so you don't get told if someone's in your game, but they can join your game. I think it's nice lots of people doing that because, of course, some people like multiplayer, whereas some people just like single player. As long as they can't then shout down headsets and bitch at you and stuff like that. But yeah, so they're using 3D scanning technology for their environments. So they're scanning in real world environments and putting them into the game. They're also using
games.
I was going to say similar features with their people, but I don't think they are. And as well as that, they're trying to add different weapon types. So they've got guns that can shoot around corners. Of course, there was a gun in a way similar to that in Syndicate, where you could shoot from a safe position. And there's a weapon in Titanfall like that, except the bullets just bend, so you can aim on a target, hide out of the way and shoot and stuff like that. Whereas with this, they're linking your in-game smartphone, which I'm guessing is just an in-game thing because they just refer to it as your in-game one. And you can use that to pick targets and stuff like that. So they're adding integration between the in-game smartphone and your weapons, so you can boost your weapons and lots of other stuff. So that's interesting. We've got a trailer on the website that you can watch. The trailer does have some actual video footage and some gameplay footage. So they're mixing the two to, I guess, see if you can tell the difference between the two, but also just to show off that they've got some nice environments going on, even though it's dank, dirty environments. Yeah, it's coming out 2015 at an undefined date on Windows and 8th gen consoles.
Current gen consoles.
Well, I don't want to say current gen consoles because it might confuse some people.
If people are still getting confused, they need a smack up their head.
Current gen consoles.
Stop! Don't say 8th gen because that's even more confusing.
I understand
eight.
It. Last gen was 7th.
Enigma.
What?
Enduring.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I don't think they count as generations.
They bought. Of course it counts as generation of games consoles. Okay. Play games on it.
Next up, Eurogamer
Maps games.
Eurogamer Expo Res
hey, no it's not.
Oh, is this where you
SimCity?
Slid in your SimCity.
SimCity news now.
There you go, I'm sorry.
So, EA have announced that they will be updating SimCity to feature offline play. This will enable people to play SimCity without connecting to EA's servers. The update will be released in their 10th update in the future, to be announced. That is all.
Yeah, they said it's almost finished development stages, which, I mean, I suppose they must have spent a while making it. Because surely it's a big feature.
Well, yeah, they would have, you know, rejigged half the game.
Yeah. But they obviously realised they made the wrong choice. Well, actually, they made a few wrong choices, didn't they?
The biggest wrong choice is the size of the maps.
Yeah.
I don't care if your engine will slow down because it's not very well optimised. I will buy faster computer. Computer fast.
Yeah, so we were saying before the show that SimCity is still not going to be good enough with the offline stuff. It needs larger cities first. Well, next.
That's my number one feature. Because, funnily enough, I have the internet. And EA servers don't really go down anymore because it's after release.
Yeah, and they figured out what they had to do. Plus, I'm sure, you know, after the release of the game, it probably went down anyways. The amount of people playing it.
Indeed.
Okay, so now next up, EGX. Well, Eurogamer Expo Resd, so EGX Resd. They've announced their first talk or developer session of the show. This is going to. I didn't talk about this last week, did I? Just out of curiosity. No, I didn't. Good. It just felt like I already talked about this, spoken about this, but I haven't. So their first talk that they've announced is going to be Dean Hall from Bohemia Interactive, who created DayZ. That's right?
DayZ.
Okay.
The proper pronunciation.
And he's going to do a developer session on Friday the 28th of March at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he'll also be doing a live developer interview on Saturday the 29th at 5 p.m. for if you can't make it during the week. Eurogame Expo Res takes place between the 28th of March, which is a Friday, to the 30th of March, which is a Sunday. You can purchase tickets from the EGX website, or EGX Res website, but that's the only talk announced so far, and games haven't been announced yet either that are playable, but they have said they will be announced in the coming weeks, because it's only, you know, 2 and a bit months away.
Indeed.
Mm. Next up, a PlayStation 4 game is going to be coming out within the first quarter of this year.
Wow, a PlayStation 4 game.
This is Basement Crawl. So this is made by Blooper Team, who Bloober Team. I always say a Blooper, but it's Bloober. Bloober Team, who made Amen and Amen 2.
Amen, bro.
Which is a very hard. It's not really a strategic or slightly strategic game. Where I think we actually mentioned it because they were giving away a PS4 for anyone who could finish the game within a short amount of time. I don't know if anyone won it in the end. But yeah, so they're making a multiplayer game which takes a bit, well, a bit of inspiration from Spy vs. Spy, as well as Bomberman. It also combines the creepy horror of Saw to mix it up a bit. There's no single player story, but it just focuses on deathmatch and team deathmatch with four local players or up to eight players online. Yeah, it looks kind of interesting. It does definitely look like Bomberman from the images. But there's a trailer you can watch. We've got about it on the website, on our website, and it's coming out at some point this quarter. First quarter of the year. So it's nice to see a few more games being announced. We've got MGX. No, wait, MXGP. I can't say things. Which is the official motocross video game. This has been made by P-Cube and Milestone. And it's motocross championship racing. Redesigned career mode features all the riders, teams, bikes, and rules from the official MXGP 2013 calendar. And is coming out in the spring of this year for PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, Xbox 360, Windows, and that is all. So if you like motocross bikes, then you can give that a go.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up, Inazuma 11 3 Team Ogre Attacks has been announced and given a release date of February 14th. This is the third Inazuma 11 game, as you may guess from the title, with a 3 in it. And it's coming out on the Nintendo 3DS. And it's, for anyone who doesn't know, a football RPG series. Which is... Oh, who makes it? Oh, no, I can't think... level 5, is it? I think it was level 5. If they're still making it, that is. Unless I'm wrong. I hope I'm not wrong. I think I'm right. But yeah, so you can check that out on the 3DS this February, on the same day that Far Cry is coming out. Next up, Ollie Ollie, which is a 2D skateboarding game, has been given a release date for coming out on Vita, which is the 22nd of January this year. So there's trailers you can check out and stuff like that. Pricing information is coming out next week, so they haven't announced that yet. But it looks kind of cool. It's nice. We don't get that many skateboarding games these days.
Nah, the skate people went.
Yeah. I'm amazed there's not been, like, what, scooter games coming out and stuff like that.
Scooter games?
Kids love scooters. You know, like the little...
Hoverboards with wheels and a stick.
There you go,
hoverboards. Like the lame kid versions of hoverboards.
I saw a middle-aged lady on a scooter today. Going down the high street, coming towards me. I thought it was a bit weird. It did look like an adult's scooter. But I still thought it was a little bit weird. I suppose it's quicker than walking. And I guess that's why she was using it. I think she should be on a bike instead. Yeah, except I suppose you shouldn't really... Well, no, at that time you can be cycling down the high street. Rhythm Thief and the Paris Caper has been announced for release and released, I think it was as of end of last week, which is a tapping rhythm game. It originally came out on the 3DS, which was Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. Rhythm Thief and the... I hate saying that really quickly. And the Paris Caper is coming out on iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. So all the things. And it has over 20 original songs, 50 new missions, and new mini games that will test your rhythm-based timing. You can pick it up now for £6.99.
Speaking of now...
PlayStation Now.
Or PlayStation Lag.
So PlayStation Now has been announced to be starting a beta program in PS3s in America this month. Well, PS3s and what is it? It's like other PlayStation devices.
It will be supported on the Vita, the PS3, the PS4, and selected Sony TVs.
9 of the US models that are launching in 2014 will support it.
Yeah, so if you've got a current TV...
It was
tough.
Yeah, especially model KGL-R400B will definitely not support it, as they've said in their press release. Yeah, so
whatever
it's one of their TVs, I guess. So yeah, it allows you to play games. What, PS3 games? But presumably you don't have to buy them again?
You don't buy them, you rent them.
Oh, is it like a subscription service? Or?
Yeah, so you rent a specific game, or you can subscribe to the PlayStation Now service and have selected titles available to you.
Why is it not included in PlayStation Plus?
Because they probably have to jack more money on PlayStation Plus, won't they? It should be really rolled out in the US in the summer.
What, officially?
Yeah.
What about the UK? No details have surfaced about the UK, has it? It's only America.
No, it's only America.
Is that not weird?
Not for an internet service like that, no.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I suppose if
they'll need servers in Europe.
Yeah.
They'll probably need servers in, say, London, Amsterdam, and other spotty places throughout Europe, otherwise, you know.
I suppose if you think about it, Netflix only started, what, 2 years ago now, maybe? Whereas America had that for a very long time. But it used to be like Love Film was over here.
But the thing is, it's not going to work very well.
No?
Of course not. Look at the latency streaming direct from your PS4 to the Vita 6 foot away. Makes the game almost unplayable, in my opinion. Now you're going to times that over the internet?
Well, I know you say, like, they'd have to get servers for doing it over here, but surely, like, so many people in America don't have good internet connections.
If you don't have good internet, tough, it's not going to work.
I wonder if you can do, like, a trial on it. I suppose they've got the beta to give it a go, but if you don't get in that, how will you know if it will even work on your connection? But I suppose if you already know anyway that your internet connection's a bit naff, you're not going to do it, are you?
Well, it's not so much bandwidth, because obviously, you know, if a fairly good quality video down the internet, you only need about 5 or 6 megabits a second. It's latency that's the issue, and packet loss, because you're not really playing your game, and the packets you sent up with your controller movements got lost, and then, oh, my character isn't actually moving. Oh, darn, that's kind of annoying. So yeah, just imagine, it's not workable.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you might be able to play a card game with it, or like a turn-based slow game. But any game where, you know, you're in direct control of a character, you're going to notice that latency.
The Raven Legacy...
And the thing is, once the latency gets to a certain point of, say, maybe 100, 150 milliseconds, it breaks the connection you have with a character, and it no longer actually feels like you're playing a game.
I don't know, I've never played anything that...
And at that point, it's just like, you don't feel like you're playing it. You feel like you're moving the thing around, and it's really weird. There are some good sort of PC demos that were made, this is like 10 years ago now, where you can just add latency into the video stream to get a sort of sense of how bad it would be. And yeah, it's not good.
The Raven... Legacy of a Monster Thief has been released on PlayStation 3 now via the PlayStation Network, and you can buy it all for £20, so you can get all three episodes for that. It's already available on XBLA and Windows. It just had a slightly later release on PSN. The Witcher is getting its own adventure game in a board game.
Oh god.
So Fantasy Flight Games are helping them make a board game. It's using the story and the setting of The Witcher to make a game out of it. The board game, I believe, is going to be having a worldwide release at some point in 2014, and hopefully The Witcher 3 will also be coming out at some point in 2014, because I'm looking forward to that game. Kickbeat is also coming to Steam in a week or so. So Kickbeat originally came out on PlayStation Vita and PlayStation 3 with some crossplay, and it's made by Zen Studios, who people may know more so for making pinball games, because they're one of the only few developers that actually make pinball games these days. And they made this rhythm-based fighting game called Kickbeat, which uses a whole variety of music to kick with the rhythm. That's me, like, pressing buttons and showing that. And they've announced now that it's coming to Steam, which is an expanded version of it, featuring fully 3D characters, combat, and high-energy music. It's coming out January 20th on Steam for $8.99. Have they added... Features a music analyzer that allows you to create new tracks from your music libraries. The Steam Edition soundtrack has also been expanded and now features 6 tracks from the indie game Electronic Super Joy. It also features tracks from other... I know it has, like... If it still has it, has, like, Papa Roach, Marilyn Manson, and... I don't know who... Selwella. Yeah. They've also made advanced difficulty available in free play mode. Beat Your Music mode is available much earlier in the campaign, allowing you to create your own custom music tracks earlier on. And adjustments have been made to the difficulty progression, helping players adjust to higher levels of play on a better curve. So it's got Steam achievements, trading cards, cloud support, controller support, customizable keyboard support. And that's the news from the week.
Releases this week.
So, we've only really got one game coming out this week.
One game!
And that's for a console.
Mario Party!
That's a console that doesn't actually get many games. Yeah, as Paul just said, a little broken up, Mario Party Island Tour. This is coming out on the Nintendo 3DS. Excuse me. And is Mario Party on the 3DS?
Yeah, it's coming out on a console that doesn't have many games. What?
Doesn't have many games released. Not that frequently, anyway. I mean, it's not as... Of course, it's not less frequent than the Wii U, but...
Wii U?
But I don't know. I still think of the 3DS to not have that many games on it. Is it just me that thinks that?
Yeah, it is just you that thinks that.
Oh. Is it because I haven't bought that many games for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's all right. But yeah, Mario Party on the 3DS. For anyone who hasn't played a Mario Party game though before, it's like a board game that you play, and when you play with many people, well, I guess max 4, roll dice, move around, and then you play mini games against each other or with each other, depending on which game it is. I played one Mario Party on the DS before. Other than that, I'd only played the GameCube one. N64 and GameCube ones before. But I played a DS one with a... How old would he have been? 11-year-old? Kind of alright. We did a good job. We won. We beat the computer.
Wow.
It's enjoyable. They're alright. Their mini-games are quite nice. But yeah, Mario Party. So it's good for if you got lots of kids and you want to give them a game they can all play together. Because it's like a board game, but in a game...
Okay, thank you for that valuable information, Catherine.
No. So yeah, that's it for this week. So we've still got a lack of releases, of course, among our similar Metal Gear Rising from last week. We've still, once again, got one game coming out this week. I think there's more than one game coming out next week, though.
Wow, more than one.
More than one game. And we're only near the middle of January. So yeah, that's kind of it for this week, really.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Like our stuff on Facebook and the website. Yeah, just go to the website and like everything or subscribe to everything. Just do it.
You make Paul happy.
Good now.
See ya.